Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Hallelujah, most gracious and most heavenly Father, in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Father God, hallelujah, we come to give your name all praise, all glory, and all honor. Thank you for one more day and one more opportunity, Father, to serve in your kingdom in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Truly, we bless the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, as we give honor unto the Lord for one more day. Amen, to serve in his kingdom. We want to say good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership where Jesus Christ is the Lord. TGIF, today God is first and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. I'm your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. Amen. God is great. And God is greatly to be praised. We want to welcome all of our first timers. Welcome, 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 welcome. Amen. You have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Have a seat at the breakfast table. Amen. As we are about to, amen, be served the breakfast for champions. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. The Lord is so good, isn't he? Isn't he? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you agree with me in the spirit this morning that the Lord God, he is good. Amen. And he is worthy to be praised. Amen and amen. We want to, amen, share with you today. Amen. We want to talk about, amen, we're starting our series on the men of the Bible, and Jehoshaphat, amen, the Lord chose Jehoshaphat, amen. We want to talk a little bit about Jehoshaphat this morning, amen. We want to see, amen, where, what we can learn, amen, from his life, amen, hallelujah, because we have to remember that, amen, the word of God has been given, amen, for our instructions. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me find that scripture for you. Wait a minute. Amen. Okay. Given for our instructions. Amen. All right. I should have some of the verses I have memorized. Amen. And some of them, amen, I could tell you, like, to go and find it. 2 Timothy 3:16 is one. I gave you another one on yesterday. Amen. But here's another one. Amen. So just keep writing them down. Glory be to God. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. You see that? Amen. So this is why, amen, we share the word. This is why we talk the word. This is why we preach the word. This is why we teach the word. This is why we elaborate the word. And this is why, amen, we're talking, amen, about Jehoshaphat on this morning. Amen. So, Father God, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart is acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our redeemer. Amen. I want to turn your attention to the book of 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles, amen, chapter 20, verse 32. 2 Chronicles 20:32. It reads like this. Jehoshaphat was a good king, following the ways of his father, Asa. He did what was pleasing in the Lord's sight. During his reign, however, he failed to remove all the pagan shrines, and the people never fully committed themselves to follow the God of their ancestors. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. So we want to thank God for Jehoshaphat. Amen. He was the son of Asa. Amen. Asa. And he was a king of Judah. Beloved, when we read Jehoshaphat's story, we find out that he had a good record. He was a man with a good record. Now that's important. You know, because, you know, sometimes we like to check the record. You know, we like to check the records now. You know, let's do the record check. Let's do a background check. You know what I mean? Let's see what's going on, because the records will tell the story. See? And when you start checking Jehoshaphat's record, the Bible says he has a good record. See? And because he carried out the religious reforms of his father, thank God for godly parents, too. Godly parents, amen, beloved, and their role models and mentors, amen, that we can role model our lives after. See, so Asa had a good father. See, and so we want to thank God for his father, Asa. And so it's because of that, that history, when we research Jehoshaphat, he has a good name. He had a good name. What a beautiful expression that is, beloved. Amen. The Bible says that he walked in the first ways of his father, David, meaning in the former or earlier ways of David. See, and we know that David was a man after God's own heart. Oh, yeah, David, old King David. God bless our brother David. We'll get to meet David when we get to heaven. He there. he looking just like he looked the day he took his last breath. You know, you don't age in heaven. If you go to heaven as a baby, you a baby in heaven. That's why we cry, amen, for the babies, amen, that, you know what I mean, that die, amen, for the slaughter that took place in Texas yesterday. But when we get to heaven, those 10-year-olds going to be 10-year-old in heaven. They're going to always be there because we don't age once we get there. If you die an old person, amen, when you get to heaven, you'll be an old person. Glory be to God. So when we get to heaven, we'll meet Brother David. And I have to do my research to find out how old David was when David took his last breath, but however old he was, however David looked, that's how David's going to look in the spirit. Amen. Isn't that beautiful? Amen. We look forward to that day. Amen. Hallelujah. So Jehoshaphat, amen, he walked in the former or earlier days of David as contrast with his later conduct. So we're going to focus on his good record. Amen. But then we want to show you today, beloved, that even the best of us, even when you're trying to do everything good, come on now. Oh, boy, that's sin nature. I'm telling you, look, that's why we can't point the finger at nobody. We can't point the finger at nobody. I'm telling us, we all got some blemish. We all got some stuff in the closet. We all done made some mistakes. And so I think that's what the Lord wants to tell us here today, beloved. Amen. But the Bible tells us that the Lord was with Jehoshaphat. He was with Jehoshaphat. So here was a man who in every point was equally strong, a man of foresight. He was a man of reverence. He was an honest man. He had an honest heart. See, he was a man who felt that idolatry and true worship could not coexist, see, in the same breath. You know, he did away with idolatry, Glory be to God. The man loved the Lord. He loved the Lord. And we have to admire these men and women that love the Lord. We got to remember this was before the baptism of the Holy Ghost. This was before the day of Pentecost. See, on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came, and the Holy Spirit lives inside the believer. But back in when Jehoshaphat days, the Holy Spirit didn't live inside of them. The Holy Spirit would just visit them and empower them from time to time to complete an assignment. See? And so these men and Jehoshaphat loved the Lord without the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. We have to applaud that. Glory be to God. He did not concern himself with the doings of Israel. See? He was a blessed man. Amen. God had blessed him. He had a clear program for himself, and he followed it out with patience and faithful endeavor. He did not seek riches. He did not seek honor. See? And so, beloved, the Bible tells us when we read Jehoshaphat's story, and you can read his story, amen, in 1 Kings chapter 15, all the way over to 1 Kings chapter 22. And you can read his story in 2 Chronicles chapter 17, all the way over to chapter number 21. Glory be to God. And the Bible also mentions Jehoshaphat in 2 Kings chapter 3. See? So, you know, the Bible talks about him because God was pleased, amen, with his life. Glory be to God. And the Lord established the kingdom in his hands. So the Bible tells us when we look at 1 Kings 15 and 24, let us just turn here real quick. Amen. 1 Kings chapter 15 and verse number 24. And this is what it says here. It says, and Asia rested with his fathers. And Asia died. That's Jehoshaphat's father. And he was buried with his ancestors in the city of David. Then Jehoshaphat, Asia's son, became the next king. So, beloved, we see here that he was one of the best kings of Judah. Glory be to God. He had a godly father whose example he emulated. So that was a blessing too. Amen. His father was a good man. We see, beloved, amen, when we look in 2 Chronicles chapter number 17, verse number 7, that Jehoshaphat developed a system of religious instruction for the people. See, he was teaching the people the right way. He was a good leader. Glory that he was showing them the ways of God. All right? So let us just turn here for 1 second. Amen. Second Chronicles. Amen. Glory be to God. Chapter number 17. Amen. Glory be to God. And verse number 7. And it reads like this. It says, and in the third year of his reign, sent his officials to teach in the towns of Judah. With them were certain Levites and the priests. Verse 9, they taught throughout Judah, taking with them the book of the law of the Lord. They went around to all the towns of Judah and taught the people. See, that was Jehoshaphat. He wasn't going to have the people ignorant. See, he was a teacher. See, well, if you got to love the Lord to teach his people. Because it's not easy to do that. Not only that, beloved, we continue reading in 2 Chronicles. Amen. He commanded the judges to be just. He trusted God for victory in a crisis. See. So we see here some very, very strong points about him. God was pleased with his life. Beloved, he had a good name. Amen. And that's a beautiful thing. Glory be to God. So, and he learned from his father. Beloved, but then we have to ask ourselves, are children more likely to learn from their parents' mistakes or to simply repeat them? See. And when we look all throughout the lives of the people in the Bible, beloved, we find that the effects of our parents' examples are powerful and long-lasting. So we see this with Jehoshaphat and with Asia. For much of his life, Jehoshaphat seems to have been a son who learned from his father's mistakes. And he followed his father's positive actions. So he learned what to do and what not to do by following his parents. Now, everybody don't have that testimony. Everybody can't do what their parents did. But we can do what our parents didn't do. See? But on several occasions, beloved, we keep studying about Jehoshaphat. We see that his decisions reveal the negative aspects of his father's example. Now, the thing about Jehoshaphat, beloved, when the things was obvious, like, amen, the need for religious education, we just saw in the scripture, okay, he was educating the people of the nation, okay, with the word of God. Or if there was a threat of war, okay, coming up against him, when you keep reading about Jehoshaphat, you found out that he was engaged in war, amen. So when these situations came up, he turned to God for guidance. Okay, he knew what to do. He knew how to win the battle because he turned to God for guidance. He knew what to do, you know, in reference to educating the people because he turned to God. That's why he made the right choices. You always make the right choice when you turn to God for guidance. That's why he said, acknowledge me in all of your ways and I will direct your paths. See? But now, where Jehoshaphat messed up, he depended on God for the big things, the obvious things, but he didn't depend on God for his day-to-day choices, his day-to-day plans, beloved. He was very, very weak. Matter of fact, Jehoshaphat allowed his son, and his son's name, we'll be talking about his son a little bit more in our teaching. Amen. His son's name was Athaliah. Glory be to God. I'm sorry. He allowed his son to marry Athaliah. I think our minister Denise came and shared on this woman. This woman here was the daughter of wicked Ahab and Jezebel. Remember Jezebel? The one that threatened Elijah, Jezebel? Yeah. Her and her wicked husband. Well, they had a daughter, and Jehoshaphat allowed his son to marry her. Beloved, glory be to God. Jehoshaphat was almost killed when, without asking God, he made an alliance with Ahab. He went into an alliance with Ahab. He went into a business agreement, amen, a partnership with evil Ahab. Why? Because he didn't consult God on the day-to-day choices. See, that sometimes we're guilty of that. We'll pray for, you know, the big stuff. You know what I mean? Oh, God, okay, well, you know, you want to buy a house. You want to start a business. We'll seek God for the big stuff, but we don't seek God in our everyday life. We don't think it's important. From day to day to day, starting in the morning, all night, Lord, glory be to God, I need help. I need direction. We don't seek God. Oh, you don't have to ask God, you know, what to wear and what color to wear. You don't have to ask God if you need to go to the supermarket or not. I need some strawberries. Huh? We don't seek God. You know, you just plan the vacation, amen, because you got the money or you got the credit card. Amen. Glory be to God. You just jump in the car and go because you got the keys.
We don't seek God in our everyday situations, beloved. And that's where Jehoshaphat was weak, and that's where he messed up. And that's where we gonna mess up until we start acknowledging God in every situation. Proverbs 3 says this, glory be to God. It says, hallelujah, I'm going to read it to you verbatim. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter number 3, hallelujah, verse number 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. And all thy ways. You see that? Don't be afraid to underline it in your Bible. Verse number 6. And all your ways. Acknowledge him. And he shall direct your path. And all your ways. Day to day. Not you just sitting back waiting for a big issue. Oh, I need to pray about this. It's trouble. No, you need to pray before trouble comes. You need to pray every day. Jehoshaphat should have intervened with that. He knew that Ahab and Jezebel was bad news. How would you allow your son to marry without intervening? But he didn't talk to God about it. He didn't talk to God about it. See, he went into a business arrangement with Ahab and didn't talk to God about it. Beloved, how many things are we doing and taking for granted that it's okay because God just handled this big situation for me, and now we want to take a breather, see, and not pray and not acknowledge God for our everyday situation, every day. And that's how he made his mistake. Beloved, and that's how we make ours. We're supposed to talk to God about everything. A conversation, beloved, a conversation. You don't have to be on your knees to do it. God, I'm going out today. Help me to catch the right bus. Lord, oh, Lord, an Uber, God, send the right Uber driver today, Lord. Lord, should I go packing today? Or should I leave Susie home? Huh? Talk to God. This is my life passage. Let me share with you my life passage, beloved. And some of you, most of you know my life passage. Those of you who know me, amen, been acquainted with me for a while. And other ones, you don't, but I'm about to help you today. I'm about to let you know so you'll know something about Pastor Bradford. Psalms 32:8 is my life passage, and this is what it says. It says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Why? Because you took some time and gave Daddy some respect and gave him some honor, and you talked to him about it. Lord, what should I do? You know what? This is how I pray every morning. Every morning. I ask God to put on my agenda whatever he wants to put on and take off whatever he wants to take off. Even if it means, like yesterday, I had an appointment on the calendar. But because the Holy Spirit told me no, sent out a text message and let them know that I wouldn't be coming. I didn't give them no excuse because it wasn't necessary. I didn't have to tell them, no, Spirit told me. No, I didn't even go there. You know what I mean? I don't owe nobody an excuse. I told them no. I wouldn't be there. Why? Because I consult God in my everyday living from day to day to day. Lord, we want to do this, God. Give us a date. Give us a time. Right now, I want us to do something in the ministry. I want us to do something. I don't know. I'll put it on. Lord, give us a day. Give us a place. Give us a time. Give us an event. From day to day to day. Look, let me tell you something. I'm so hooked on the Holy Ghost right now. Glory be to God. Okay, what are we having for dinner tonight, God? What are we having for dinner? I pray before I cook. I pray about what I'm going to cook. Everyday life. Let me tell you something. I'll cook that often, but when I do, my meals is good. You hear what I'm saying? My meals is good. I had me some fish last night, my God, and some sweet potatoes, some broccoli and some string beans and corn on the cob. Baby, make you want to slap somebody. Anointed food. Glory be to God. So don't stop just putting on your clothes and running out the house. And ask God, first of all, should you go? And if he say yes, ask him for direction and protection. You have not because you asked not. Don't just go because you think you're grown. Don't just go because you went before. Go because you think God is going to bless anything you do. No, that's presumption. This is where Jehoshaphat messed up. Glory be to God. We don't want to mess up like that, beloved. Beloved, we repeat Jehoshaphat's error, where we relegate God to the background in the easy decisions of life. Then when things get out of hand, we want him to get us out of the mess we got ourselves into. God wants to give, beloved, him not only the major decisions, but also our daily lives. Daily, moment by moment, day by day. That's how intricate, that's how sweet our fellowship and relationship with Christ is. He is our friend every second, every moment. Glory be to God. The things we are most often fooled into believing that we can control. That's where the devil gets you. You ain't got to pray about that. Hey, come on now. You got that. You got common sense. I mean, come on. You went to school. I mean, come on. You've been saved for 20 years now. You ain't got to pray about that. You ain't got to pray about that. Come on. You got money. You got credit. You got credit cards. I mean, you got to pray about everything. See? And we let the devil talk to us like that. Let people talk to us like that. And we fall for the okey-doke. And your response should be, yes, I do. Yes, I do. I ain't doing nothing till I run it past God. How many times, amen, were you planning on something and it didn't work out? You didn't show up or there was a change of plans. What do you think that was? That was God. Ain't no telling why. It just, well, maybe something was going to happen to me. No, maybe this, maybe that. All we know is you want to be where God wants you to be. That's where the blessing is. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, perhaps there is nothing major facing you today. Hallelujah. But have you paused long enough to give your day to God anyway? Give your day to God. In the mornings, give your day to God. God wakes me up anywhere between 2 and 3 o'clock every morning. As soon as I open my eyelids, the first thing I say is, good morning, Father. Thank you for another day. And I go into prayer and go into warfare and set my day in order. Amen. I give the whole day to God, whatever that means. Whatever that means, this is the day the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Beloved, let me tell you something. I'm still crying over the babies in Texas last night, and I hadn't even finished crying over the people that died in the supermarket and crying over all the, what is it, almost 50, 60 people in Philadelphia that's been shot over the last 2-3 days. I mean, it's just a grieving moment. Amen. Glory be to God. But let me say this. They said a lot of those people in the supermarket was Christians. They was Christians. Give me one second here. The devil is a liar. All right, give me one second. Give me one second, saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give me one second. I don't know what happened here. All right, something happened, but, wait a minute. Hold on one second. Give me one second. I think we lost We lost some people. Give me 1 second. All right, the switchboard. Let me get the switchboard. All right, give me 1 second. We're going to get it together here. All right, give me 1 second, Saints. Give me 1 second. Hallelujah. I don't know what happened. Give me 1 second. We give glory to your name. All right, wait a minute. Having some technical difficulties. Wait a minute. All right, because we got 2 lines chimed in. Amen. And one of them dropped. Just give me 1 second. Hallelujah. We closing out anyway, but just give me 1 second. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Give me 1 second. Give me 1 second. Amen. We're going to pull you back in. All right, give me 1 second. Hallelujah. The devil is a liar and the father of lies. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. All right, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Okay, all right, I think we in now. We back, okay, we back. All right, bless the Lord. I'm closing right, but this is what I want to say. This is the point I want to make. Amen, glory be to God, and to God be praise, to God be glory, and to God be honor. They said some of those, amen, individuals that died in the supermarket, when the guy went in and wanted to kill 10 black people, wanted to kill some black folks, and he killed those 10, they said some of them was Christians, deacons in the church, etc. Beloved, let me say this, and this is why we pray this way. You notice me praying this way a lot on this line. You can be in the right place at the wrong time. You could be in the right place at the wrong time. Just wondering, just a question. How many of them might have just prayed before they started their day? How many of them might have prayed before they went to the supermarket? Lord, I want to stop at the supermarket. Which supermarket should I go to? What time should I get there? What should I buy? I'm just a question, beloved, just a question. Glory be to God. God wants to be involved in every detail of our life, every day of our life, all day long. Some people might say, don't take all that. All that is not required. All that is not necessary. I come to tell you that it is. Amen. It is. Amen. Glory be to God. And so this is what we learned from, amen, Jehoshaphat. Amen. He was a bold follower of God. He reminded the people of the early years of his father, Asia. He carried out a national program of religious education. He had many military victories. He developed an extensive legal structure. Okay, throughout the kingdom, glory be to God, but he failed to recognize the long-term results of his decisions. He did not completely destroy idolatry in the land. He became entangled with evil King Ahab through an alliance. He allowed his son, Jehoram, to marry Athaliah, Ahab's daughter, see, and he became Ahijah's business partner in an ill-fated shipping venture. Glory be to God. Because he did not consult God on his day-to-day decisions. I want to encourage you, beloved, that we might learn, amen, from Jehoshaphat. Amen. We might learn from his story. Amen. And that we will continue to do good. Amen. Some of us have good examples to follow. Some of us, our parents left us good teachers. Look, There's somebody who's encouraging us, a pastor, a leader, somebody. Amen. Be encouraged through their life. Amen. Let them continue to motivate us to do the right thing. Amen. But beloved, amen. Also, amen. Let us learn from them what not to do. Amen. And we all have made mistakes. We all have blew it. Let us ask God to forgive us, to cleanse us, and let us start all over again today. Amen. Glory be to God today. Talk to God about everything. Everything. Amen. Give God the praise. Give God the glory. And give God the honor. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. Hallelujah. We give your name the praise. We give your name the glory. And we give your name all of the honor. Thank you for Jehoshaphat, Father God, a man who loved you. Amen. He just wasn't sold all the way out to you. Father God, amen. He thought he could handle some stuff on his own. And the truth of the matter is, as you shared with us earlier this week, without you, we can do nothing. And Jehoshaphat didn't quite get the message. Help us to get it. That without you, Father, we can do nothing. We can't even go to work and come back. We can't do nothing without you. And we say thank you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. We bless be the name of the Lord. We thank God for the word of God as it has come forth on today. Amen. And we give God all the praise. Amen. To God be glory. To God be honor. Today, we ask that you will meet us at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock. Amen. Glory be to God. Meet us at 12 o'clock. Amen. Glory be to God for prayer. And then tonight at 8 o'clock for our Wednesday night Bible study. Amen. Glory be to God. We invite you to come. Amen. And share with us. All right. All right. All right. That's it for today. Lord's willing, we'll be back again tomorrow morning. Amen. Starting out 5 o'clock a.m. on Facebook Live. Amen. For our early morning prayer at the morning altar. And then back here again tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Tomorrow. I think we're going to be talking about, I ain't going to tell you who we're talking about. Amen. We're talking about another man in the Bible. You're going to have to come and find out for yourself. Amen. Bring your notebooks. Bring your pads. Amen. Glory be to God. Let us all be blessed. Amen. In Jesus' name. Father, we say thank you for the word that does not return into your void, but will always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do, Father. We say thank you, thank you, thank you that we can learn from Jehoshaphat. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. That you want us to consult you in all things. In all things, Father. Hallelujah. In our day-to-day lives. Forgive us for not doing so. Forgive us for taking it for granted. Forgive us for thinking that we can handle something and we can't handle nothing. Because without you, we can't do nothing. So thank you, Father. Thank you for bringing it home today. Father, and with you helping us, we will do better. Thank you. Meet us at the altar of prayer today. Bless the prayer warrior, Father God, as she, amen, comes, amen, anoint her, protect her. Meet us back at 8 o'clock tonight for our Wednesday night Bible study. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel pain. We cancel premature death. We cancel every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract. It will not take root. It will not prosper. And it most definitely will not come to pass. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. And the church did say, amen. Amen and amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. I love you. Thank you for allowing me to serve you on this morning. Everybody have a wonderful powerhouse day in the Lord. Amen. God bless, God bless, and God bless.
Time. like these. We need a Savior in times like these. We need an anchor. Be very sure. Be very sure. A solid rock. That rock is Jesus.